Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Cyril Turton. He is the Minister of Children and Family Services for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Awesome. Happy to be here.
Well, the main thing we want to talk about today is we saw come out a little while ago that the provincial government is providing us more funding for women's shelters as a way to kind of get more spaces in them. I guess, why don't you tell us a little bit of what's kind of sort of happening as part of that?
Yeah, no, it was a great announcement. I think it was about a week or so ago when, in response to the conversations I had with women's shelters right around the entire province, we were able to put forth a roadmap to unlock over $10 million over the next 3 years for women's shelters. And this included an immediate $5 million stabilization amount that will go out to mostly rural shelters around the province. And this really came about as a result of the conversations that we had with women's shelters at the round table, as well as when I was traveling around the province about the need to help support these incredible facilities and organizations that are just really doing their best to make sure that women are protected.
As you kind of mentioned there, certainly rural shelters in rural areas are a big thing getting helped here. I know in our region, Fairview is one of the communities getting funding from this, and I know your office had a hand in helping out the Peace Regional Women's Shelter when they had some issues that I believe they've told us they're going to be reopening in the next week or two here. So how important is for really to get some more support for shelters in rural areas?
Well, it's extremely important. I just want to commend many of the MLAs, especially from Northern Alberta, the Minister for Mental Health and Addiction, as well as Minister Lowen and the MLAs from Grand Prairie area. They've been really vocal in terms of just making sure that women's shelters up in that northwest corner of the province continue to be supported. And, I'm very excited about these funds coming out. It was a robust conversation we had with women's shelters about, like I said, a week or so ago. And they told us clearly what they were needing in order to keep women safe. And we answered that call, and we provided a roadmap about how over the next couple of years we'll continue to increase that operational funding. So we're still going to have a large amount of conversations with women's shelters, look at ways to, again, make it easier for them to do their business. But all in all, I think it was greatly received from women's shelters right around the province about the announcement that we had a couple of weeks ago.
And when it comes to sort of improving some of the women's shelters facilities, is it kind of an infrastructure thing, just kind of some of these buildings that need to be upgraded? Is it just getting more beds? Like, what kind of things is kind of sort of on the plans there to help improve the shelters?
Well, the funding that we announced, the $5 million initial stimulus, will go towards approximately 104 beds that are currently unfunded as a one-time amount. I know this was something clearly that women's shelters were looking for, but really based upon the discussions that we had at the round table, there was a real desire for a long-term strategic approach with how we deal with the sector and how we make sure that women's shelters are supported for many years to come. So that's a conversation that I'm going to be having over the next 6, 7, 8 months, looking for additional ways and how we can ensure that those wraparound supports is there to ensure that women and families and children are looked after when they're coming to these women's shelters. So it's definitely going to be a long-term conversation, but I think the funding that was announced addresses some of the more immediate needs that were communicated to us while allowing us ample opportunities to be able to have that long-term strategic and thoughtful approach with how we deal with this incredible sector.
And you kind of touched on it there, kind of thinking more sort of longer term and trying to improve women's shelters. What are kind of some things you're hoping to get out of, maybe some discussions with shelters around the province?
Well, as part of the initial announcement that we had a couple of weeks ago, we already made some significant improvements in the reporting structure and how women's shelters have to apply for grants. We found after many discussions that we had with the women's shelters that it was a lot more onerous and cumbersome than I would have liked. And so we're going to have those conversations again moving forward, look for ways that we can reduce some of the red tape and just make it so that women's shelters are not burdened so much by the administrative paperwork when they deal with the government of Alberta, that they can actually focus on the true needs of their respective shelters, which is actually making sure that women and children are looked after and protected.
And finally, whenever I have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to add a little personal question, kind of show that these politicians are people too. Of course, we are very much in spring right now. The weather getting better in a number of areas around the province. A lot of people have different activities they like to do when the weather improves outside. What about with you? What are kind of some of your go-to spring activities?
Well, for myself, it would be pickleball. I'm a massive pickleballer, so I've been trapped indoors at gyms and facilities over the last couple months, and so as soon as the snow disappears, in almost every spare moment, you can see me at an outdoor pickleball facility having a great time. So that's typically what I like to do in the summer.
I hope you get some time to do that soon. Cyril Turton, the Minister of Children and Family Services for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.